Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, a story of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, and a guide to your soul's destiny. Today I am delighted to welcome Dr. Lisa Kay, author of Intuition on Demand. And if you ever wanted your intuition to kick in when you really needed it, and to get more detailed, clearer information to make better choices, today we will show you how to begin to trust your inner guidance system. Hello, Lisa, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Cheryl. It's so nice to be on your show. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Oh, great. Lisa, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guests and I share our life experiences and insights about the metaphysical world in order to discern how what appears to be the duality of life, our physical and our soul energy needs, are actually always unified. In today's episode, Dr. Lisa Kay, who holds degrees in electrical engineering from Columbia University, psychobiology from the State University of New York, and a PhD in metaphysical sciences, while also certified in many energy healing and intuition modalities, will help you find, develop, and fine-tune your intuition so you can begin to find the right answers to important questions and to reprogram your thinking with practical intuition exercises and much, much more. Lisa, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, event, or an interest that may have been observed by them or by others, or maybe a special talent or quality which is still important in your adult life today.
Well, you know, when you asked that question, what popped in my head really is what started me on this journey. I remember when I was about 8 years old, I was the kind of person that always asked why. Why does this happen? Why are we here? What is it all about? And I'd have these conversations with my dad, who was very gracious to entertain all my questions about the universe and why are we here and what is, you know, what is God and things like that. And that kind of set me on a journey to figure it all out. I always want to know how things work. And I also figured if I knew exactly why we were here, I could live a better life, right? Because I'd follow whatever that purpose is, whatever, you know, the reason is for us being here. And so that kind of set me on my quest to figure it all out. So that was spiritual. A lot of it was, you know, also figuring it out from a psychological standpoint and a worldly standpoint, you know, how do things work in the world? And that's what set me on the course to learn about science and engineering, which I love. And but, you know, it only went so far. And
yes.
I wanted to learn more about, you know, what are the things that science doesn't explain?
Right.
How does
you
that
see,
work?
Yes, yeah, science and spirituality have answers. And when you put it all together, actually, you have a more visible and functional way to proceed in answering these questions. And I was much like you, only I had a little doll and I named him Jerry. We were three sisters in my family, but somehow I named this little plastic doll Jerry. And I would sit and I would ask the same questions you were asking. And lo and behold, I was getting information and answers and felt better about some of these serious questions because at that time I didn't know it was intuition or inner guidance or my soul connecting to spirit. But I did feel more comfortable and I did meet people along the way who would answer some of the questions, even though it wasn't always my teacher or my family. Right? So we all have this within us, a need to reach out for truth, actually the truth of who we are as energy beings having a spiritual, energy beings having a physical life. So, see, started the same way. So I like to think these
Kindred spirits.
answers, yes, I like to think these answers I was getting as a child, and these little whispers in my ear to avoid certain calamities, was part of our soul life plan. And we're all
Oh, I agree.
hearing the angels or these guides speak to us, but I thought everybody was, so I didn't think it was anything
Oh, you see,
so unique.
that's interesting. But for me, I didn't hear anything, and I was disappointed.
But you did, because in asking the questions, you
Well,
were
that's true.
already
That
getting
was
the
the
inspiration.
inspiration.
It
There
was
you go. That got set me on the path. But
right.
I wanted, I wanted a conversation that was clear,
No,
that had, answered every
no,
question.
I didn't hear it
And
that way. I didn't hear an answer to every question.
I was
I
looking for
just
that.
had more
Well,
comforting
that's
energies
nice.
or calmed, and then things did present in time in different ways, but I never had the complete answer because creation is always evolving every second and minute. There's not really time beyond this life, but there is so
Yes.
much change that's happening that I just learned to trust a lot of it. It took a long time.
Wow.
It didn't
That's
happen
great. That's great that
overnight.
you developed that trust. Yeah, I think
Yes.
that's the hardest thing for people. How do you do that? And
Takes time.
I wanted to learn. I actually wanted to have that connection. I wanted to be able to get detailed information from this intuitive guidance. I wanted to make it happen when I wanted it to happen. I wanted to know and trust it. And in the beginning I didn't have that, but I knew that if you could study it and you could develop it and that you could really strengthen it and be very, very intuitive, and that was my quest. That's what I wanted to do. I set out to learn how to be highly intuitive and really turn it on. And I started from not really feeling like I was very intuitive at all. I'd play around with the Zener cards where you have to predict like which card was popping up next, whether it was a square, a circle, or a star, and I got them all wrong, so I kind of gave up on that.
But you know what? I didn't believe in any of this at all. I didn't know it was intuition. I didn't know it was a connection to universal energy or an afterlife or I didn't know any of it, but yet I was always paying attention to my own inner voice and the wisdom, and I said, good idea, I think I'll do that,
That's
and I
great.
proceeded to follow the guidance, but I just
That's
thought, but
fantastic that
I just thought it was
that you're able to do that.
my own good
Ah,
thoughts.
see, well, that's the other thing is how do you know the difference? And so what I did was I started to study it, and I started to discover the things that you seem to be able to pick up naturally. I figured out through just kind of going along and following the process just the way I did studying science and engineering, which was to really get down into the nitty-gritty and learn from all walks of life, from the science standpoint, intuition. I learned from the metaphysical side. I figured if I'm going to go do it, Cheryl, I'm going to go all the way and learn the whole thing and be open. And I
Right,
did.
that's the most
And
important key. Once you
you
let
got to be
go of the
open.
restrictions, the limitations, and the fears of your childhood programming, everything is possible. And
Yeah, it is.
when I discovered more about the metaphysical aspect or the fact that we're energy beings and that something survives this physical life, I also said, I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to carry this ball to the end of the field and share it with as many people because I didn't think there was anything more wonderful than knowing that we were very
Oh,
much more
isn't
than
it?
this physical world. And so that
And to
was,
be able to be connected, right? And connected
yes.
to all that, that wonderful divine wisdom. And
Yes.
I was, it was a long journey for me, but I was able to figure it out and in a way that was concrete for me because, I'm that kind of person. I have to have the steps.
Me too.
I
I
have to be
have to
something I
have.
can get my hands on. And I took a lot. I studied the science and I studied the metaphysics and I studied with a lot of different aspects of intuition. I studied even the energy healing aspect. I studied several modalities of energy healing because it's all connected to the
Yes.
metaphysical. aspect of intuition, which, I believe is a way that we can get this information from that's beyond us. And it was fascinating for me because a lot of the psychobiology and the biological science paralleled the metaphysical science of explaining how intuition works, what it is. And I was able to get things down to a technique, a stepwise process that made intuition happen more tangibly, where you can make it happen when you want it and on the things that you want, and without having to wait, for it to just appear to you. And that was exciting for me.
Yeah, it's a
And I
process,
started.
and it's effort and practice and discipline and a desire to want to know more about who you are and to understand emotions and to function more responsibly in the world. But please tell us what intuition is and what it is not, because believe it or not, most people are really confused by this word or this concept. So let's have a simple
Great question.
definition. Yeah.
Well, intuition, simply defined, is knowing without knowing how you know it. And the information comes to us. We don't know how, we don't know where. It just pops up, as I say, in us. And there's a way you can work with your intuition to make it pop up. But we don't know where the source of the information is. And it doesn't ultimately doesn't really matter where, as long as
Right.
you can get it to happen when you want, on what you want, and have it validated and that it is reliable and trustworthy. And so that is kind of the overview of what it is. Now, what it is not is it's not logic. It's not deducing information, coming up with a solution because you've figured it all out or you've thought it all out. That's not intuition.
I know that's how I thought I had to learn all my life. I had to use
Yeah,
my
don't we
mind,
all?
but yes, we did all. And then I realized as I developed my interest in this that I studied Reiki energy healing, and I started to
I
feel
love
and
Reiki.
sense and see and communicate with the universe, which I had always been doing, but in a
Yeah.
very restricted way and thinking I was doing it. Now, you said there were two perspectives to thinking about intuition. One was that it is a subconscious process that produces internal information that you've already experienced and may be gathered and processed at a point and may be forgotten. And the other perspective is that it's information that comes from mystical sources outside of yourself, such as your higher self, angel, spirit guides, divine God, consciousness. And I believe, and through my many years of study, it is both. Just as the seemingly duality of our life, whether we're physical or spiritual, whether it's the heart essence or whether it's our ego or our mind controlling everything, I truly believe it's both. And sometimes when I do a reading for a person, I say to them, they say to me, well, how could you be getting this information? You're so exactly on target. And I say, well, I'm getting it from spirit. Spirit meaning many things. An energy that we're part of and that's in us and is the life force. And it's true. So in my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote this. One day as I was driving to my office, a quick, definitive thought came in and said, pick up the birthday cake. I realized it was my responsibility to get Caroline's birthday cake as I had promised. I changed direction and quickly went to the bakery. These souls who whisper to us may be part of this continuum of divine energy or God and are all working together as our guides, teachers, and guardian angels. Change and growth occur within the mind and physical body, and also within the evolution of the soul or energy body. Growing our physical and spiritual aspects equally in alignment to universal energy is one pathway to fulfilling one's destiny. So it's like you were saying, you know? It's this,
Yes.
and that's a simple story to just show
Yes.
how it works. The thought came into me. Pick
Yes,
up the
exactly.
birthday cake. It wasn't me
It
talking to
pops in,
myself. It
right?
was a different
And
tone.
recognizing it.
Right.
And
That took
learning how to
time.
recognize it. I think that's one of the things that people ask me quite often is, well, how do I know it's my intuition and how do I know that I'm not making it up? And one of the things that I teach people is, is that it has certain characteristics
Yes.
and you know what they are intuitively, but other people have to learn them
Well,
and
I didn't know
so.
it all. I had to learn it too, because as I
Oh,
say,
okay.
I was always receiving little
Right, that's
helpful
true. That's true.
guidance, but I didn't know. I didn't know
Oh, I see.
till I
So,
discovered there was more than our physical life. Yeah.
yeah. Well, what I tell people is that there's certain characteristics of intuition, and I explain this in my book, that once you understand them and know them, it helps you recognize when what those pop-ups are. It might be a thought, it might be a picture that shows up, and how do you know the difference between you making it up and when it's a real intuitive message? And there are certain characteristics that intuition has, and one is that it's short and to the point. And that it's never super emotional and it's not wordy. And then there are the characteristics for different kinds of ways it comes to you, whether it's a feeling or whether it's you hear it. And so that's
Yeah,
something that I
whether it's
discovered and it
clairaudience,
helps people.
clairsentience, or whether it's clairvoyance, visually, these are the ways we interact, all of us, with whether we're aware of it or not, with this spiritual energy. But you give 10 secrets to intuition and how to
Yes.
recognize it. And I like the first one because it took me a long time to be able to do this. Be relaxed and be open.
Yeah.
That
Yes.
meant not saying, no, I
That's
can't do it. Not, this is not true. And, oh, those people are airy fairy, flower children running in the woods. Because that's what I used to
Yeah.
think of people who were involved in a lot of this work. Because I was so serious and practical, and I needed proof for everything. So that is very important in starting this process. You have to not control it, and you have to not belittle it, you have to not judge it, you have to just be patient with yourself and with the people who are helping
Yes.
you learn the process, whatever it is, whatever study you're going to be in, and then tell us a few others. Oh, I just said not
Well,
judging the answer. Yeah, very important.
yeah, well that yes, that definitely that's one of them. And one of the things that I like to say if what is the I give an example just to kind of further that whole relax and being open. What does it mean to be relaxed and be open? And I'd say, well, just imagine yourself sitting in a big easy chair, being relaxed and sitting in front of a TV. You're just kind of open to whatever the TV is going to show you. And that's kind of the way to be relaxed and open as opposed to being, nervous and I guess, frightened. So, well, the second one is no figuring it out, no judging the answer.
Right.
And one of the things I tell my students is to whatever you get is you get and you don't get upset. And that's because when intuition's talking to you, it's giving you information that you may not be aware of. When someone's talking to you and explaining or telling you a story, you don't always know where it's going to go. You don't know everything about what it is they're trying to tell you. And so that's why you don't want to judge it right away and try not to figure it out. And because as you work with your intuition and go through the technique that I show you, you'll be getting more information. It'll start to appear. The message will be very clear and appear to you. And then the next one is fragments and symbols, which is that your intuition, people think that intuition is going to give you some long, detailed story with lots of explanation words through it. And that's not how it
No.
appears. It often appears in little bits and pieces and symbols. And those come to you. Basically, the reason why that's how intuition comes to you is because that's how your intuitive mind works. It has no language. It speaks and it gives messages in terms of symbols and representations, and that is the intuitive mind, which actually has some basis in biology, which is really, really, really cool. And the other thing is that believing is power, and
Yes.
I like that one because you have to believe that it exists, that it's there, because your doubting mind is going to squash and kibosh any kind of intuitive messages that you're getting before you can even think about them, before you can be even aware of them. So you want to be have that, open mind, and that you have to believe that it works, and that it can work in you, because it can, and it does in everybody. Just like animals have instinct, we have intuition, and we are animals, so we can tap into that. How do animals know? How do they know that when the tsunami hits, they have to go to the high ground? How do they know that? They just have their instinct, and we have our intuition. So believing is power. You have to believe it, and the more you believe, the stronger your intuition will be.
Absolutely. That's what we were talking about earlier about trust.
I was just thinking about, I was just actually on jury duty, and I think you know
Very,
that, Cheryl.
yes, very stressful.
It is very stressful because you don't know whether you're going to be put on a jury that's, has a trial that goes for 8 weeks or a day,
Right.
and I didn't really know whether I should go in and kind of, spill everything out and tell them all about my intuitive works and stuff like that, or whether I should.
Well, if you did that, they would never have taken you because I did
Ah,
that.
see, that was the.
And
I'm sure.
they
Well,
looked
that
at
was
me
one
and
of the
said,
things I
"Oh,
thought.
no." I said,
That's,
I think the judge asked me if I would be able to accept whatever the attorney proved.
Right,
And I
right.
said, "Well, I could only accept it if it was the truth. And if they didn't have the truth, I'm an intuitive and I knew the truth.
I would
No,
know. Well,
I
that's
would
it.
know, and then I would not be able to, go along to what
Well,
the others were saying.
that's what I was thinking. That's what I
Yeah.
was thinking. I was thinking, well, I could go down that route, or I could just kind of tell them, look, from a very neutral standpoint, I study intuition, but I'm also a scientist and an engineer, and which is the truth, and let the chips fall where they may, or because half of me was wanting to get off, and the other half was like, I don't know, maybe I should stay on, and they told me that this particular trial that we were on, possibly up for, wasn't going to go that long. But see, if I got on that trial, at least I knew I'd be done in a few days. I could have gotten thrown back in the pool, and then all of a sudden, I don't know whether they could put me on a longer trial or not. So I
Well,
didn't really know what to do. So
just
what I
tell
did was
you
I
told
just
the truth.
followed my intuition. No, and what I did was my intuition said, just play it neutral, play it the way you when you go out and talk to a general mainstream audience, because that's what they were. So I said, I wrote a book on intuition, and it helps you use your intuition when you want, on what you want. And I said, and I have a background in science and engineering, and that was it. The thing was, they didn't pick me, which was good. But the thing that really surprised me, because that was probably the best outcome, was that I didn't get picked, because now I can go back and do what I need to do. But what surprised me was that other potential jurors got really interested in my book, and they came up to me and wanted to know where they could buy it. So, you don't know where, why your intuition guides you in a place here or there. Because I was actually, I have to say, honestly, I was a tiny bit disappointed I didn't get picked for that trial, because I knew it was going to only be a couple days and I'd be off and I could do that. And I was kind of curious about it. And I thought, gee, my intuition would send me in that direction. And it didn't. I got off. But
Because the
all these
plan is
people
the
wanted to buy
plan.
my book.
And
There you go. That's exactly it. It
you may
sent me
have
in the right
helped,
direction.
yeah, you may have helped one or two or more of those people.
I
And
hope
wherever I
so.
go, I also it unknowingly or knowingly because of what spirit wants, one question leads to another, and I always get on to a topic related to what the person needs to hear. Because we're being guided to help people in the way that needs
Yes.
to work best for the people
Isn't
connected.
that
So
wonderful?
that's what happened with you. You can't really
Yeah.
control anything.
Nope.
Everything
And
has a
you can't
plan
know.
of its own. But you wrote
But I got the
about,
right message, so thank you.
you did. You certainly did. And you wrote there are 5 steps to developing your intuition. And when you get to the fifth step, this is the step everybody would like to get to, but you've got to do your work and your preparation before. It's a state of being you who now has an intuitive mind and lives the intuitive life. And in this state, or even before that, you will know and trust, and there's that word again, and value your intuition or inner wisdom, and it will become like second nature. And I always say to people, it'll be like brushing your teeth. It's just something
There you
that's part of your routine, your daily life. And you wrote, there are a lot of stories about people who are saints that have extraordinary psychic powers. Joan of Arc comes to mind. Both Eastern and Western religions have stories of enlightened saints being connected to divine intuitive knowledge. This is the path where we all can be in this lifetime. Perhaps you don't become a saint, but you will and can be more aware of all that is God and your Creator and connected to the universe. That is the enlightened, intuitive life. Yeah, beautifully said. And that's where we
Thank
can
you.
go, and that's where we all want to go, and that's why people who are listening today and people who are reading our books want to know how ordinary people like us, who didn't think we were psychic or intuitive or had the ability to merge
Right.
with this wisdom, did it. And we all can do it. So I want to thank you, Lisa Kay, author of Intuition on Demand, for sharing your investigative insights into intuition, how it may be known and then developed to serve us in navigating choices for living consciously and with greater awareness of what is really worth exploring in this physical life journey. For more information on this search for your intuitive self, go to Intuition on Demand. Book.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Lisa and Cheryl and I have shared a look at the value, benefits, and purpose of intuition, which can expand and explore a creative life, improving our health, relationships, and our connection to Universal Source. Most of us are trained to look to others to give us solutions for how we should function, perceive ourselves, perceive the world, and early on forget to rely on this great gift of intuition or inner knowing. Gathering information from within and outside of you using both logic and your creative intuition is a clear path to better choices, health, and life. As Lisa wrote, there are fantastic intuitive solutions that are carved out, especially for you, that nothing can compare with, residing inside a part of your mind that most people don't access. That part of your mind is a function of your brain that has connections to vast unseen knowledge. When you access those solutions and that knowledge, magical and amazing things can happen just for you to do with what you wish. How awesome is that? Lisa and I would have you remember a time when you thought of a friend and then the phone rang, or asked a question and then saw the answer in the newspaper, or a person simply walked by you and responded with just the answer you were looking for. Many would call that a coincidence, but there are no coincidences, and life is not random. We are connected to a universal energetic force of life, and in accessing that source through intuition, we open up a dialogue of unlimited potential and love. Be open and listen. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, cherylglick.com, to spend time with thoughtful authors and leaders in the field of science, spirituality, metaphysics, energy, medicine, psychology, the arts, and music, as we pay attention to all creative ideas that can improve life in all aspects, individually and collectively. Shows may also be heard on dreamvision7radio.com and webtalkradio.net. Thank you.